Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the month of November. As the colder weather begins to move across the disc golf world, PDGA Radio News is back with you on another new weekly edition, helping you stay up to date with the sport's latest news and information. This week's program has results from the past week's PDGA tournament action, a look ahead at the upcoming schedule, including Vibram's Players' Cup Match Play Championships, and the rest of the past week's disc golf news is coming your way. So stay with us for those feature stories and much more. They're on the one and only PDGA Radio News for November 5th, 2010. Yes, this past Halloween weekend brought with it all kinds of holiday-themed disc golf tournaments, each putting their own unique twist on playing disc golf while celebrating Halloween at the same time. However, for the most part, it was business as usual in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the lone A-tier that was on the schedule, the Oklahoma Open taking place. The number one ranked player in the world, Nico LeCastro, was there in attendance, joining top pros from the area such as Coda Hatfield and Devin Owens, along with reigning world champion Eric McCabe, reigning U.S. champion Will Shustrick, and others battling for the weekend's biggest prize. In the end, it was Bradley Williams coming from Austin, Texas, claiming a come-from-behind victory and earning perhaps the biggest win of his promising young career. He throws the hot round of the day Sunday, passing by McCabe and LeCastro during the final regulation round, and holds on during the finals, winning by two throws over the tie for second between Nico and McCabe. Josh Crowell struggles somewhat in that final round and finishes in fourth place, six throws off the lead, with Shustrick and Owens tied for fifth. Liz Lopez won in the women's division. Mitch McClellan won easily in Masters. Randy Graywolf takes Grand Masters. And for the amateurs, it was Joseph Stettinger winning by three over Gary Harrison to earn that win. Elsewhere in Las Vegas, it was the Halloween Classic with Bobby Music winning by three over Kerry Trotter. Suzette Simons won there for the women. In the Masters division, Rory Self won in a playoff over Robert Ryan. Keith Johnson won in Grand Masters, and Scott Buff won in Advanced. Texas held their third annual Heart of Texas Tour finale, with longtime pro and disc golf promoter Jay Redding taking that victory, a slim one-throw margin over Matt Hall, with Vinnie Miller in third. Brad Schick wins over Tyler Horn at the Great Seal Scream in Ohio. Jeff Nichols won in California. Paul Ulibarri wins in Arizona at the Halloween Classic. Matt Dollar and Jeff Brick got wins in Georgia. Jeremy Colling wins over Michael Johansson at the Hub City Challenge in South Carolina. Ian Hovey wins in Virginia. Mike Henry won in Michigan. Dion Arlen grabbed a win at the Hope Open in Oregon. Andy Ritter goes low with a first round 42, winning in Kentucky ahead of Larry Bledsoe. And in Alaska, it's John Lorenzen winning in Kenai. For full results from those events and others, either this past week or further back in disc golf history, just visit PDGA.com and the tour schedule. Now, this weekend of November 6th and 7th has a pair of A-tiers headlining the PDGA tournament schedule, both with the Veterans Park Open in Arlington, Texas, being joined by Animal Fest 12 in Warwick, New York, as the week's featured events. Looking at some of the other sanctioned events taking place are B-tiers in Indiana for the 6th annual Pumpkin Shootout. The Upstate Classic is in Greenville, South Carolina. North Carolina hosts the 9th annual Fall Classic in Jacksonville. The Wichita Roundup is in Kansas. Amateurs are battling in La Mirada, California for the SoCal Amateur Championships. International events include the French Championships in Dijon, the Tokai Open in Japan, and the Netherlands hosts another stop on the Dutch Disc Golf Series. Amongst the dozen or so C-tiers on the schedule are the Squirrel Open in Oregon, the Stillwater Open in Ohio, along with a pair of others throughout the state. Arizona has the Phoenix Ladies Open. The Southeast Collegiate Open is in Georgia. So is another event on the International Disc Golf Center Champions Series in Appling. The Bloomington Open is in Minnesota. The amateurs will have their turn at the Moccasin Lake Open. That's in Florida. And looking ahead then at the next weekend in November, covers the 13th and 14th. No A-tiers then. But there are the Ohio State Doubles Championships, the Lake Reidsville Open in North Carolina, and the pros turn then at both the Moccasin Lake Open and the SoCal Series Championships. That's all helping lead the way to the biggest disc golf tournament still to come this season in Florida, as 64 of the world's best disc golfers converge on Ocala from the 19th through the 21st for their chance of becoming the 2010 Players' Cup champion. It's a match play formatted event we've been telling you about, presented by Vibram Disc Golf, hosted by Sun King Discs. More information on the event can be found from playerscup.org, including the official bracket challenge. It's a chance for you and your friends to guess the winners of each round's matches in hopes of earning the most points by the end of it and winning some prizes from all of their sponsors.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of Disc Golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News for November 5th, 2010, where congratulations are in order for Jaska Haltunen of Karkila, Finland, who submitted both of the winning designs in the 2011 PDGA Ace and Birdie Club logo contest. For submitting those winning designs, Jaska will receive a 2011 PDGA membership along with an Ace Club package and Birdie Club package. A nice deal indeed. You'll also receive a complimentary copy of the 2010 Pro Worlds DVD, which, by the way, is currently available to the public from the PDGA store and the Fulfillment Center. The PDGA would like to thank everyone who did submit designs in the annual contest. They're looking forward to seeing what's in store for next year and beyond. It's also that time of the year to remind you about the PDGA Semi-Annual Innovation Grants. There they award five $500 grants to worthy causes to help promote the sport of disc golf. More information and the application can be found from PDGA.com. However, the deadline to apply is December 1st for those awards, which will be announced in mid-December. Good news for disc golfers in Iowa, where a new 18-hole disc golf course will likely be installed in Western Lamars as soon as the early spring. That's according to course designer Ben Sitzman of Lamars, who said recent donations are helping with the effort, such as from the Lamars Rotary Club and the Plymouth County Board of Realtors. The planned 18-hole disc golf course will be established in the grassy area south of West Floyd Park along the Floyd River in Lamars. Sitzman said people could be playing on it by late spring, and they are still seeking other donations and volunteer help for the spring when the construction takes place. The city will own the land and the equipment and will maintain the course. Now from Colorado, where about 40 people took the opportunity to explore the new Brush Disc Golf Course during a grand opening celebration, a team of local residents and Brush Recreation Director Lance Schwint spearheaded the effort building the course, which is completed so far with 9 holes and 2 water hazards along about 2,600 feet of fairway. The course was designed around 2 city storm water retention ponds, which will function as water hazards during periods of rain. The public course is located at Watrous Park, immediately south of Beaver Valley Elementary School. Organizers say they hope to one day add an additional 9 holes onto the school grounds. And that concludes yet another edition of your PDGA Radio News. It was for November 5th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski, urging you to join me again next week for another program recapping the past week's disc golf news and information.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.